Hi, welcome to Pep Talks with Panthera. Today I'm going to have a chat about a subject that's something I could probably take note from. And it's about learning to let go. You know those things in the back of your head that just won't go away? Something somebody said to you 5, 10, 15 years ago. Something that happened yesterday, the day before, or weeks ago. Those things that stick with you, that start to form the baggage that you carry around with you. It's time to learn to let it go. The things that happened, the people who perpetrated them, the circumstances that accrued because of them. It's time to just blow them away. Baggage is hard because it's packed tightly with all the other baggage you've got. We owe it to ourselves to be able to walk through life as light as possible. I have tried to let things go successfully and unsuccessfully, but I know the feeling of when I finally manage to put something to rest. I feel slightly lighter, like a smaller weight has been taken off my shoulders, that I've got a little more headspace, a little more room to think and to be and to do. The problem is, words hurt. And if it's something somebody said to you, it's going to stay with you for a long time. I have one or two from, 10, 15 years ago. And no matter how I take it out and think it over and try and rationalize what was said, try and understand what was said, I still can't just quite let it go. I can't imagine that I can make that thing right. I'm never going to be able to make the person take it back. But I can learn to let it go. In meditation, we teach when a thought comes into your mind, to just let it pass you by. And there's a technique which is, if you've got a little bit of wind and you've got some clouds in the sky that are moving a little bit, is to lay down and fix your gaze straight up and watch the clouds go by and kind of think that your thoughts are on those clouds and they're disappearing, they're moving away with them. There's many techniques to it. But it's about finding the one for you. It's about finding what works. I can tell you to try a little meditation and kind of explore what was said, explore the situation, kind of recall everything, and then try and unpick it and think through it and then allow it to drift away. Maybe you just take the thought and think, I just can't carry this anymore. I have to let it go. And you just let it drift on by. That instead of, for some people, it's about thinking about the situation, thinking it through and why it's bothering you so much. For others, it's about just letting it go straight away. Just it comes in, I'm not giving you the time of day, and just let it drift. That's what I try to do. Is to allow the thought to wander in and then just say, you know what, I'm not giving you the time, I'm not giving you my energy, and just letting it go. And sometimes it takes you doing that multiple times until finally you get less and less times when that thought comes back to you. Sometimes it's the smallest things that hurt us the most. And you need to say to yourself, it's okay. It's all right. It happened. I can do this. And you square your shoulders and you have the thought and you say, we're done. Because behind everything that somebody says or somebody does for you or to you, there's a person behind it. And that person is not thinking about what they said to you. I can almost guarantee that. They're not thinking about that thing because they said it, it was gone. It wasn't said to them. It was to you. The impact is for you, not them. And so they've long gone past it. Why are you carrying the baggage that somebody else put on you? It was put upon you. Don't let it stay there. For the longer things that have been around, it's harder to get rid of. And so sometimes the practice of letting the more recent things go allows you to help some of the older things go as well. And kind of start to unpack things and unpick things, let them go, let them ride past. And then your past starts coming back and you think, oh, I've let stuff go, I can let that one go. Kind of that sort of investment in time and energy into you is always a good idea. You don't deserve to have a pile of baggage, especially not baggage that other people put upon you and that you don't need and you don't deserve. There are things people tell us and say to us that they should never have done. There are actions and consequences that should never have been. Sometimes it's just an accident. But sometimes it's still something we can't let go. When it impacts us emotionally, it's very hard. When it impacts us physically, it's hard. But emotionally, I find for me, it comes with a little bit more baggage than physical. But I hope you find your way. Try some of the techniques I suggested. If you have your own techniques, please put them in the comments below. I'd love to share them with everybody. I think you're wonderful, by the way. And yes, you can. You can get rid of those thoughts. You can move them. You can unpick that baggage that you're carrying and move through life just a little bit lighter, easier. Some things hurt very deeply. I know that. And some we may never be able to shift, but that doesn't mean we should stop trying. I wish you the best of luck and take very good care of yourself. You're amazing. And if you're shaking your head and saying you're not, know this, you showed up for yourself today. You showed up for yourself to listen. And that's awesome. You're awesome. Thank you for sharing your time with me, and I hope it helped. Stay safe.